Welcome to the Wobbly Arrow Podcast, featuring your favorite host.
Beautiful and lovely, talented.
Justin Horn.
World famous.
World famous?
And Jimmy Reese.
I said, honey, I think I got a tick in my butt crack.
I'm like a 16-year-old girl who just turned 16. Looking at me like I'm some crackhead.
Oh, I looked at him like he was a 16-year-old girl that just turned 16.
Spread his butt cheeks or something.
Yeah, I like to do that when I'm nervous.
What's up, Jimmy?
What's going on?
Hi, J-Ho.
Hi.
Hi, Tyler.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
How you doing, Jimmy? How you doing, Tyler?
I'm good.
Finer than a frog hair.
Finer than a frog hair?
Frogs have hair?
I was just talking about frogs.
They do. You have to shave them. Yeah. Yeah. You shave them.
So do they have deodorant for their underarms?
Mm-hmm. They do. They do. Yep.
Shave them juicy little buttholes. Shave that little booty hole. Look at that frog's hole. Little booty hole. Yeah, my name's Bo.
Get all up in them cheeks.
Get all up in them. Hey, gays. Hey, gay boys.
Hey, gay boys.
We're picking on our friend Bo.
Mm-hmm.
You know who else is our friend?
Who?
The fine folks at the Illinois ASA Federation.
Holy shit.
What a segue.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, we are the segue experts.
Yeah, no, that's just Jimmy.
No.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
No, no. You know what? We need to do a poll on who's funnier. Jimmy or J-Ho?
Oh, Jimmy.
Jimmy loves doing polls, so.
Yeah, you know. He sure does. He loves doing polls.
What a great segue.
No, Justin and I.
Now Tyler's going to win. They're going to just type another name in.
Justin and I have this beef. We go back and forth with Marco Polo about who's the funnier person on the Wobbly Arrow.
Yeah, it pretty much goes, I'm funnier than you and you're a piece of shit. That's all it is. I got to carry your ass the whole fucking way.
That's right, my back hurts from carrying the show, you piece of shit. Now, the Illinois ASA. Boy, my voice just did a little crack like I'm 13. The Illinois ASA Federation. Dale and Kara Coonert are your state directors. It's a archery shooters association. You go around to archery shoots throughout the state. You shoot to qualify for a score to compete in the state championship. If you're into archery and you're into the competition side, you're probably already fully aware of the ASA.
Yes.
If you're not and haven't looked into it, I encourage you to go to Facebook, search Illinois ASA Federation, check out the page, give them a like, and then look at their events. Find a shoot that's in your area.
It is for everybody who likes to shoot.
Yes. It's a great time. You can't beat the people.
No. No, you cannot beat it.
Yep. And Dale and Kara, Dale's nickname is the Commish.
A Commish.
The Commish.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. So like Justin challenged you on a couple episodes ago, walk up to him and go, you Dale? Yeah. Coonert.
Coonert. That's all you got to say. You don't, I don't even talk to him. Hey, you Dale? Yeah.
Coonert.
What?
Coonert.
Coonert.
I just love saying Coonert.
Justin loves their last name.
Coonert.
They're great people. They do a fantastic job. Dale and Kara Coonert, your Illinois ASA state directors.
That's right.
Next.
Speaking of polls.
We're going to talk about rods next.
Sword Sights and Tree Limb Quivers. www.swordsight.com.
Sight.
Sight.
Sight. Yes.
Yeah.
Singular.
No S.
Singular.
Find them on Facebook under Sword Sights. You can go to the website. You can Instagram. I think he's RN Tree Limb or something like that. Not much of an Instagram presence. Can't handle what? Real man's chew?
Can't handle real man's chew.
Oh, you need a tampon in your mouth? Sorry, folks. You're going to miss out on
Justin. Got a little derailed there. Sorry, my
bad.
You're
going to miss out on Justin doing this all podcast.
Yep. Was I doing it this time? I thought I was doing it.
You guys can go screw yourselves. I have a medical condition.
Okay, here's the thing. Jimmy has nothing wrong with him. I wear my feelings on my sleeve.
I'm sorry. Are you my doctor?
Yes.
As he's wearing a sleeveless shirt.
All right. and Jimmy just always happy and go lucky and everything. The only thing he's got wrong with him on like Marco Polo or anything is he'll just be sitting there talking and he'll be like, well, did you see that thing on Bojunkie the other day? I saw it. I just, you know, I wasn't exactly, and just waft by it like it never happened, like he never did it.
And then Justin cuts in and goes, they're making fun of my medical condition.
Does it have a name?
Allergies.
I got allergies. Allergies is a way of life. It's not a medical condition.
I beg to differ. I have days where I've almost gone to the doctor to ask for a shot instead of taking Benadryl or whatever.
Jimmy's got coke nose. That's what that is.
That's sure.
Jesus. Roof of his mouth is gone.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah. There's nothing there.
There's nothing there.
Look at it.
Anyway, back to the rod.
Sword sights, tree limb quivers, made in the USA. Rod's ex-military, patriotic as they come. He's all about USA stuff. His stuff's made, designed, built, assembled, cut from a CNC, mm-hmm. aluminum on all this stuff. It's aluminum, CNC machined.
He does it all.
He does it all. Bright fibers. They've got the light kits. He's got a sight for all budgets.
Yep.
So
from $60 to $400.
Yep.
He can build it, and he can do custom jobs. He can do whatever you want, any color.
That's right. And here's something about Rod, customer service. I had a problem with a sight that I had sold. Sent it back in. He sent me back a whole new housing, whole new windage bar, whole new everything.
Yep.
Because it wasn't right. He took care of it. He stands behind his products.
Yes, he does.
So, you know.
And he's treated us very well.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
He has. He's taken care of us, and we want to take care of people that take care of us. So, if you're in the market for a sight or a good quiver, hit him up. Go to your local pro shop. Ask him about sword sights and tree limb quivers. Odds are they've heard of them. They may stock them. If not, they can get them in for you. I'm a big believer in supporting your local pro shops.
That's right.
Stop buying off Amazon and eBay.
Yeah, no shit.
Just stop.
It's bad. It's so bad because the prices are just ridiculous.
Prime. It's 2 days to your door.
Yeah.
And I hear people say all the time, well, my local bow shop sucks. They don't know what they're doing. There's more than one bow shop in your area.
Exactly.
Go to the next guy.
Yep.
You need to support, because what's going to happen is if we keep buying from Amazon and eBay, I'm going to get on my soapbox and preach for a minute. The bow shops are going to close and go away. Then when you do need someone with the correct tooling and expertise to do the job, they're not going to be in business.
Nope. And you can't get set up through Amazon like you can at a bow shop. You can't.
Correct.
There's no comparison to going in and getting fit to you.
That's right.
You can go, you can buy one for cheap here or whatever, get it sent to you. You can try to do what you want. But unless you go into the biggest rabbit hole you've ever been in and spend 3 years learning bows, you're not going to get anywhere.
Yep. And having owned a shop now, I feel like it gives me the right to start calling people out on it.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I called one out at the last shoot.
Did you really?
Yes, I did. Said something about, I'm the eBay king, I'm looking for this. And I'm like, dude, you need to get off effing eBay and start buying from your local pro shops, or they're not going to be around.
Yeah.
You know?
And they can look for you a used bow. If you got a budget and you need to buy a used bow.
Odds are they know a guy.
Yeah.
Or
seven.
Yeah.
So, just ask around. I mean, don't be afraid to ask.
Yeah. If we're going to grow the sport of archery, which is my true passion, is growing the sport and seeing people get introduced to it and have fun, we've got to have strong pro shops.
Yeah.
With Amazon and eBay and Bowhunter's Discount Warehouse and, you know, all this online stuff, it's really putting the squeeze on the local pro shops.
And I'm guilty of it. I cannot say that I'm not. Right before I really started hanging out with Jimmy a lot, I switched
hanging
over.
Hanging from my nuts.
Hanging from his ball sack.
Hanging from my booty hoe.
Booty hoe. His little tight little cheeks. I had to, I needed some new broadheads, and I switched over to the Schwacker, and I got online and I saw them on Amazon, free shipping right to my door. And I come back and Jimmy's like, where'd you get those? I got them off Amazon. He's like, really? I didn't even know you had them in here. I didn't pay attention. And he's like, well, how much did you get them for? I told him the price, and he said, I can't even get them for that.
Yeah,
that cheap. He's like, I can't get them.
It's just like tree stands and tree steps. You can't compete with companies like Rural King.
No.
They sell 20-foot tree sticks cheaper than I can buy them.
Yep.
From a distributor.
And that sucks.
It's just the way it is.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's buying power. They buy them by the truckload.
I'm not going to lie. I felt like a big dickhead at Cabela's probably about 2 weeks ago. So I go into Cabela's and I buy some fishing gear and a turkey call. This was before turkey season. When I bought that turkey call.
Yeah.
I walk in and I pay for it. And they go, well, would you like to donate to conservation? I was like, I just did. And they're like, what? I'm like, yeah, there's a tax on all this stuff in here. I already donated to conservation. And they're like, oh. I was like, you didn't know that? No, I didn't know that. I'm like, well, you better.
J-Ho's dropping some knowledge.
I was like, we actually have a, that's why everything in here is so expensive. It's because they have their tax, and then you got to put an extra tax on top of it for pretty much for conservation. And they just kind of looked at me like I was stupid, but yeah.
I can understand why.
Yeah, I know, right? they probably thought I was wrong. I mean, I looked like a trailer trash whore. So I was like.
Is that you bringing that look back?
Oh, yeah, I'm bringing it back.
Timberlake's bringing sexy back, and you're bringing back trailer whore trash.
It would have been a lot better if I'd remember to put pants on. But I didn't.
That reminds me of at work, we have a couple men who cross-dress that come in. They haven't been in. I haven't seen them for a few years. But when they would come in, they're like 6'4", 6'5". They're wearing dresses and makeup and, I mean, like men's glasses.
Yeah.
Big. And without a shadow of a doubt, you know it's a man dressed as a woman. And they try and pull it off. They're just like, everything's normal. I saw him at Home Depot one night. I didn't know who it was. I was by the doors waiting for Dad. He was getting something.
Yeah.
I'm looking down this long aisle, just kind of standing there with my bags waiting. And I see this woman walking down the aisle, and I'm like, that has got to be the ugliest freaking woman I've ever seen in my life. And as she gets close enough, I'm like, oh, it's that dickhead that comes into the store. I know I shouldn't judge,
yeah,
but it creeps me out.
It's not judgmental. You're not judging them.
Just
calling out the obvious.
Oh, my God. I'm like, that is the ugliest freaking woman.
That's funny shit.
That is hideous.
Oh, Lord. But yeah, what about that? Well, I mean, the balls they have to ask you for more money. Does that not aggravate you just a little bit?
To support conservation?
Huh.
Well.
At a place where you're already supporting conservation.
I don't know. It's probably meant well.
That probably is, yeah. But would it really go to them or would it go to Cabela's? I think a percentage of that goes to Cabela's.
Like a handling fee?
Yeah.
Man, if they do that, then that changes
the... That's what they do for breast cancer.
Well, you look at certain things like that. Like, I want to say Goodwill, for example. The people who run Goodwill, like the CEOs and stuff.
Right.
I mean, how much is their net worth?
Gazillionaires.
Yeah.
And how did they get that gazillion dollars?
By selling your free shit.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
But there's certain places that are meant to be not for profit.
But then though, you get people like here locally, the Quarter Store in Marshall, it's kind of like Goodwill. It's all donated, but it's volunteer. Mm-hmm. None of those people are on a payroll.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And so Lori and I are getting ready to move, and she had a bunch of nicer clothes that she wanted to donate. She said, let's give them to the Quarter Store. I said, okay. So I took 4 55-gallon trash bags full of clothes and pulled up there, and they had a mountain of merchandise out there. It was crazy how much they had, and that made me happy to see. I have no idea.
That's not smart.
That never happens.
No, never happens. They must be in a really good mood.
They must be.
I do not want to know how schmammered they are right now.
I asked for a cold Diet Coke, and Cameron brings out a Diet Coke, hands it to me, and hands Justin a little bottle of Fireball.
That's the weight of my heart.
And they're passing it around like a torch.
Oh, yeah.
Like a joint.
Might as well be.
Is that like the Wobbly Arrow joint? No, thank you. Okay. None for me.
All right. Man, I tell you what, I must be getting used to that stuff because I didn't cringe at all.
I know.
I got to stop hanging first out with time Justin.
By the time we were playing darts last time, it was just...
Well, heck,
Even Manny went, wow, Tyler was... He was really throwing some Fireball back. I was like, yeah, I know, isn't that awesome? Somebody finally catching up to
you
me.
You should have seen our day, man. We just, you know, we went fishing and... He cleaned some steps. We drank beer at 10 o'clock in the morning. PBR.
Why? Yeah. Whoa. Pause right there. PBR. Who the hell's choice was it to do PBR?
Oh, it was. I'll tell you what.
I already had it. I listened to that Scuzz 20 song, that funny song, Keep Your Hands Off My PBR. And it's really funny. And I was listening to that. I think it was like the night before. And I was like, you know what? I haven't had one of those in forever. I'm going to go get me a six pack. So I went and got a six pack, and that was just what I had. So,
When you guys sent me the Marco Polo and you're like, check this out, and it's like a serene lake setting. I'm like, oh, those bastards, they're out on the lake and I'm stuck at work. And then he pulls a PBR in the screen. I'm like, what the hell? Did he lose a bet? Is my buddy broke and bankrupt and all he can afford is PBR? What's going on?
That's
yeah. I'll tell you what, that first drink was straight trash, but after that, it took about 12 seconds.
That beer went down so fast. I was actually surprised. I saw the empty can. I was like, you drank that already? He was like, yeah, first two drinks were horrible. It was like eating dog piss or something.
eating dog piss.
Because you got to chew on it. It's so thick. And then after that, it went down pretty smooth.
Well, I got to be honest with you. I go off on wormholes every once in a while on the internet.
Oh.
And one day I got on Pabst Blue Ribbon beer for some reason. So I was like reading the history of the company, and I'm like, it's pretty freaking cool. I'm going to try Pabst Blue Ribbon. Yeah. That's not cool.
No.
That is some nasty stuff.
Yeah.
How in the hell did it ever win a Blue Ribbon?
I'll tell you what, if we ever get next to back when beer was all shit, won one Blue Ribbon, and they were like, fuck it, we're keeping it forever. So they haven't changed their prices in 55 years. So if we ever, when we do make this trip, I really would like to try to find a Anheuser-Busch or a Budweiser plant and take you guys through the Beer Master Tour and do that. Yeah, I believe you'd get a kick out of that. I really do, because I think there'll be one on the way.
One on the way?
To Texas.
St. Louis.
Yeah. But, yeah.
We go St. Louis. Heck, we could stop it.
We're going to do like a 30-day world tour.
No, we won't. No.
No?
I'll be the sober one, though.
Oh, you will?
Yeah, because we'll do the 9 a.m.
Ish. Sober-ish.
We figured it out. If you do the, they usually have like a 9 a.m. tour. And you have to, they give you free beer.
Oh, okay.
While you're walking through.
Okay.
So I'll be the sober one because I've already done it. But man, when you drink out of these.
He lied to us with a straight face.
What?
I'll be the sober one.
I will.
That's why I said sober-ish.
I have to drive. I'll drive for the next 3 or 4 hours, let you guys sober up. It's not that much beer.
Right.
But, 3 or 4 hours, it may take me a little longer than that.
But when we went through, it was just us two. It was just me and another guy from work. We went on a Saturday. I was stuck in Florida in Jacksonville. And so we went to, and we did the Beer Master Tour, and they gave us a little plaque and all this stuff. But the best part about the whole thing was not how they bottled and not how they, you know, fixed it or anything like that. We got in this one big room that had these huge tanks, big tanks, and they were probably bigger than this. They were much bigger than this room. And on the side of these tanks, there was this little shitty, like, tap. They had like, you know, like the, it was like a T, and you just kind of turned it a little bit, and they gave you a mug, They gave you a mug, and on this great big fucking tank, you turn that little tap on, you get you some beer out. Believe it or not, Budweiser and Bud Light and everything tastes way better than what it is in a can or in a bottle.
Why is that? Just because it's fresh?
Straight out of the still.
It's because they have to heat it up. Apparently, it loses some of its stuff before they heat it up and can it, because they can't can it cold.
Which blows my mind.
Yeah, you can't do it.
Because hot beer is usually skunky beer.
It's not hot. It's just they have to let it heat up to room temperature before they can it.
And so when you're doing the taste test, it's actually at room temperature.
Cool. No, that's when it's cooled for the first time.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so they do, and it's really funny. I thought I was going to have a heart attack because when they brew it in one room, but they have to have the hops really close. So the brew and room or whatever is like 120-something degrees. It's hot, and you're sweating balls. They don't keep you in there for very long, just enough to show you what's going on. And then they walk you from there to the hops room. The hops room is 34 Hopping. Degrees. Just, it's not freezing, but it's really damn close. So you go from sweating balls to 34 degrees just as you walk through a door. And you just takes all your breath away.
About like falling out of a kayak.
Yeah, about like that. That was awful.
And 50-degree water.
But it's a really cool place to go. Yeah. And then they give you like this 6-pack and they have a bunch of beer on the wall. Then you get to pick which ones you want.
That's cool.
Yeah. They got a bunch more beer than what you think.
How much is this tour?
$20.
Oh, that's nothing.
Yeah.
Jimmy would be able to pay for that.
Yeah.
Jimmy ain't going to be able to pay for nothing. Jimmy bought furniture today.
I'm rich, bitch. I'm a rich bitch girl.
Jimmy bought furniture today. He broke.
Oh, you did. You did go furniture shopping.
Yep.
Oh, saw that. It's pretty nice. Kitchen table you're going to get there, buddy.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yep. It's going to be nice. So, this episode is about listeners.
Is it?
Yes. Listeners. The listener special.
I thought it was about beer.
We was getting there. That's the intro. It's about beer.
Beer intro.
Beer. Just imagine when that beer sponsor gets a hold of us.
Oh, yeah.
Beer.
We're not allowed.
Oh.
If we keep going the direction we're going.
Yes.
And kind of being more spontaneous. I might be able to talk to Fireball again.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because the main point was we were just all hunting.
Yeah, that's right. If we go off topic, not hunting.
Mm-hmm.
With a dash of hunting.
I couldn't imagine if we were a Fireball sponsored podcast. It wouldn't be good.
Fueled by Fireball.
Fueled by Fireball.
Anyway. We get a new intro.
So we have a question and a story.
No, tell your story first.
So Balake, one of our faithful listeners, Blake, I got a Facebook message from him, and he's really excited to hear his name on the podcast. He's a really good dude. And he actually was going to make some t-shirts or something like that, wasn't he? Yeah, some
get on it, Block A.
Some quote t-shirts.
Yeah, where's our t-shirts at?
So he sends me a message, and he tells me he's pretty much not fishing inclined. And we've had a couple podcasts where I go into the rabbit hole a little bit about bass fishing. And so he calls me, and I talked to him for probably a good hour on the phone. Well, he didn't call me. He messaged me, and I gave him my phone number, told him just call me because this is going to be a much longer conversation than I can do through text because I can't spell very well. And Jimmy's flipping himself off. So he calls me, and we talk, and I get him all set up. I tell him what to go get, you know, where to fish and whatnot. And the next day,
I'm like totally ruining it.
The next day, I get a picture on my phone of Balake and a bass on, and it was so cool because it was the exact hook, lure, looked like it was about the same line I told him to get, and I actually teared up a little bit.
Did you?
I helped him out. Yep. I felt really good about myself. A little pat on the back.
A little pat on the back.
Yeah. So congratulations, Balake. On your new fishing adventures.
Speaking of fishing adventures, Tyler was bragging on you the other night.
Uh-oh.
He said, oh, J-Ho really knows his fishing stuff.
I know my fishing stuff.
Tell the story, Tyler, about the dark spot and do it like this and that. And
you did you go through that with Jimmy?
Yeah, I was talking to Jimmy about it. I was like, you know, Justin probably feels like he's doing more teaching than he is fishing when I go with him. Because, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I can fish with a bobber and worm all day and you know, I just, you know, crankbaits and whatnot, you know, I like having fun with those. But as far as like plastics and tubes and stuff like that, where I can't see it under the water or anything, as far as jigging it and doing the right things with it.
He was getting jiggy with it.
I was getting jiggy with it. And, you know, he was giving me some tips and pointers. And, you know, the best thing he ever did was tell me, hey, go buy this rod or something like that. And I went and I didn't get the exact rod they bought. That's on the way, but I bought one similar. And the ability that I have as a fisherman now is like tenfold.
There's levels to fishing.
I mean, I had a Zebco $12 special, and I went to Academy.
Is that the official SKU on that?
Yeah. And well, it was rough, but I went and I bought me a 7-footer. Throw one out there for Lou's. They make some good stuff. But
it's my favorite fish.
Yeah, he got me to get one of those. And, you know, it was one of those things. It was the American Hero series. So a little bit of the funds went to the military, you know, certain things. And, you know, I felt good about that, you know, kind of like his conservation stuff. But yeah, I mean, the little things he was teaching me, you know, rolling them over the logs and stuff and, you know, coming up on the bank, you got some brush and some foliage, you know, coming down into the trees and what you got laying there, you know, hopefully, you know, if it's not laying there, you'll know it. If it is, you'll know it. Just, you know, simple things that I wouldn't think of and just little techniques. And it was just one of those things where I popped it in there and let it sink. And then, you know, pop it up once and bam, you know, either they're hitting it on the way down or they're hitting it as soon as you pop it. And it's like, oh, shoot. Yeah, this is awesome. You know, And just little things. And, you know, we got old teacher over there, you know, just, you know, tearing up. Like, I'm so proud of you.
The funny part was those fish made me look so good that day. What the hell was that? Because I would be like, all right, see that hole right there? He's like, yeah. And he'd cast it in there, and he'd do what I told him. And, like, immediately he'd hook onto a fish. And I'm like, that's fucking right there. That's why it's done.
Straight from the mouth of the Golden Horseshoe.
The fish made me look way better than what I am that day. Way better.
I tell you what, man, I missed a big one, though. I seen it.
He did.
Did you see it?
I seen it. I mean, over there, I mean, you know what it looks like over there. You can see
You can see 90 feet down.
And I happened to get up kind of close to this log, and I could actually see my bait down there. And, you know, I popped it up over the log, and this bass come up over the log, and I seen it try to, you know, how a bass opens its mouth and whatnot when it's getting ready to suck in that bait or whatever. And I seen it, and it didn't get my bait. And I was like, oh, that's a big fucking fish. So, yeah, it was rough. But I learned a lot of stuff, and I'm becoming a Bassmaster extraordinaire. So.
Right. We're already talking about fishing tournaments and everything.
Really?
Shoot, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh, you guys are going with old Gerald.
We've got a lot of future plans, and when they happen, your podcast is going to get some stories. I'll tell you that.
Gerald Swindle, he's got another thing coming.
Oh really?
Oh yeah.
Oh man.
Oh for sure.
He doesn't even see it coming.
No, he doesn't.
It's going to be like a sucker punch.
No.
The old Tyler and J-Ho.
You know, I admire him as an angler.
Angler.
As an angler. But the funny part about Gerald.
You got a fireball yet?
Yeah.
Oh, no, he's got more.
Yeah, I got more. The funny part about it is he has never actually won a event. Never.
What?
He hasn't got placed first ever.
You serious?
Not one time.
Always the bridesmaid and never the bride?
He has won Angler of the Year twice, which is the hardest thing to do, which is consistently being in like the top 10.
Well, I awarded Nick Scott Angler of the Year last year, but nobody cared.
Nobody gives a shit. but it, yeah.
So sorry.
Hopefully he gets that win here soon. Pulling for him.
Yeah.
He's fishing right now.
Is he?
Not right now. But
right this minute?
No, probably not. I don't know. It's according to what time you're listening. Could be.
Power of the podcast.
We're not giving out times or dates anymore, so you be the judge.
Yeah, that's right. We're not. When did we do this? I don't know.
Yeah, because I drink all day, so it's not like you can't you can't judge that.
That's true. That would be funny. Well, how many beers deep is Justin?
Yeah, right, exactly. About 16. Might be about 7 o'clock in the morning.
So we've had another listener write us a message.
Oh, yeah. Listen to this shit.
This is a head scratcher.
Yeah.
This guy's been married for 15 years. All of a sudden, his wife has an issue with hunting. Hunts too much.
Just doesn't want him to go.
Yeah, doesn't want him to go anymore. Wants him to walk away.
Completely?
Walk away. That's the way he wrote it. Hey, guys, enjoy the show. Love listening. Got a question for you. I've been married to the same woman for 15, going on 15 years. We've had a few kids together and everything's been great. I've always enjoyed hunting, but here lately, the past few years, she's been acting put off or put out when I leave to go on hunts. She is now voicing her opinion that she thinks I hunt too much and I should hunt less. How should I handle this?
For one, she's a piece of shit.
Oh!
Yeah.
Guns blazing.
Just straight up.
Right out of the gate.
Yeah, I'd be looking to, first you go find your good lawyer.
Hey, that's a form of hunting.
Right, yeah.
You got to stay in the game.
That's right. You got to do this secretively. Go find your good lawyer and just keep building up. You know, don't give in to all that, we got kids bullshit. You know what I mean?
Take the kids hunting.
Yeah, take the kids hunting with you. But I'd just leave her ass.
You would.
Yeah.
So your advice to this guy is just...
That's all I got. So, but in my situation...
Just get out,
beat it. I love my wife. My wife hunts. I got no problem.
Yep.
So, but if for some odd reason, because all I do is hunt and fish. That's it. I do nothing else.
And drink Fireball.
And do a podcast, yeah. Well, that's all it's included.
Hunt, fish, part of the fireball. Package.
Yeah, it could all happen at the same
hunt,
time.
Fish, fireball. That'd make a neat shirt.
It was sure would.
Wobbly Arrow Podcast. Hunt, fish, fireball. Repeat.
Hey, I'm down. That's
Blake, Block A.
Block A. Get after it.
Yep. Hunt, fish, fireball, Wobbly Arrow. I'll send you the logo.
That's right. he should already have the logo.
I sent him the logo. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. So I believe she's just turned to a piece of garbage. Maybe she's jealous. Maybe she's jelly. Something like that. I don't know, because if you hunt...
People change over time, though, Justin.
Yeah, but here's the thing. You don't hunt all year. I mean, what are you doing? What are you doing in the summertime? I mean, yeah, you're checking trail cameras and stuff like that. Maybe work on a food plot here and there.
What if he's consumed with it?
Well, then he should be a little bit more fucking specific in his notes.
Hunting is a year-round thing.
It is a year-round thing.
I mean, no, you're not sitting in a tree stand year-round, but... You know, it's just one of those things that if you want to be a good hunter, you got to do it year round.
If he's got kids and they're not involved in hunting and he just leaves every fucking time that he's got a chance and he doesn't spend any time with his family, then he's a piece of shit.
Okay.
But
fair enough.
If he's got them involved, it's something he's always done. That's about all he does. Because usually people who hunt, you know, that's their main concern, you know, unless you do a podcast about hunting and then that's. you know, it's always just been kind of a thing, and she's kept her mouth shut for 15 years, and all of a sudden she's got a problem with it? Then fuck her.
It might be menopause.
Menopause?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe.
Could be.
It's according to when they got married.
What if he was 30 when he got married, and she's 45-ish?
She should be in her prime.
Staring down the barrel of menopause.
That's true, yeah.
Could be.
Yeah.
I never considered that.
I neither. What's your thought? What would you do? See, there's a lot of variables he left out.
There is a lot of variables there.
Yeah.
If he's the type that January hunting season's over, he's on to checking the properties and doing things, and he's never around ever, cutting out on family time, then I could see her side.
Yes.
A little bit.
Yeah.
But if he's the type of guy who loves to hunt, does the shed hunting, does the trail cameras, but it's a realistic amount of time spent towards it, I think she's being a little unreasonable.
Yeah.
I think that, you know, that's...
Especially once you get older, man. If you got just a normal job and you like to hunt, I mean, if you hunt, that's what you do. You know, you don't really see too many people that hunt and, you know, do anything else, really. I mean, as far as like a lifestyle. You know, hunting's a lifestyle.
Yep.
I don't know many people who are just like, I just hunt for fun.
I hunt for fun, yeah.
No, I hunt because I like to fill the freezer.
Racing. Like Ryan Buckler. He likes to hunt, but he loves to race. So most of his time is spent working on cars. When gun season rolls around, he'll go get in a tree stand with a shotgun and he'll kill him a deer.
There are quite a few people who are dedicated to, you know, shotgun season, and that's it.
Yeah. So... I mean, that's, you know, that's him. That's just what he does. And, but if you're a dedicated hunter, I mean, that's pretty much all you do and you ain't got nothing else. It's in your blood. So, I mean, it's just, you can't just walk away from that.
No, I don't think so. I think they're going to have to meet in the middle somehow.
Yeah.
Some way. Maybe he can give a little.
Yeah, he can give.
She could give a little.
Yeah.
You got to kick a little.
Dun, 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 dun.
Mm-hmm. I don't know the words. That's the first time that's ever happened. Every time I sing a song or he sings a song.
You guys can finish each other's sentences.
Yeah.
Star-crossed lovers, man. I'm telling you. I'm calling it now. You guys are gay for each other. You just haven't realized it yet.
Yeah, if it wasn't for the butt sex, I could be gay.
Hey, all I'm saying is we go down to Texas. We'll find a karaoke bar somewhere.
Oh, for sure.
Because they do karaoke big down there.
Do they?
Yeah.
We'll probably look like shit compared to some of the people down there. But by God, we're gonna.
It's like going to Nashville and trying to sing karaoke. Done that before.
How'd that work out for you?
Did not very good.
No.
No, I'm not horrible when it comes to karaoke. But when you,
I've heard you sing. You're a really good singer.
When you go down there, man, everybody and their uncle can sing like fucking.
Yeah, but everybody and their uncle down there is trying to get into the music industry.
Yeah.
People move to Nashville just for that reason.
So they're just out showing off the pipes.
There's so many people. Yeah.
I mean, you got talent, you know, specialist and going into the karaoke bar and, you know, just look for the guy with the Coke and you'd be like, oh, that guy's, you know, he's.
So you, what you guys are really telling me, I'm going to boil it down, is that you guys are, when it comes to karaoke in the Midwest, you guys are big fish in a small pond.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. Especially around here.
Man, you owned it immediately.
If we go to Terre Haute, oh, it's fucking over.
Yeah, I can't.
They won't even let anybody else sign up.
No.
Can I at least drive the tour bus?
Hey.
We got some fans.
We were just talking about you.
Talking about you, baby. Huh?
Spread them cheeks.
Spread them cheeks. Split them cheeks. Show us that rear. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, that's definitely going to happen.
So sit down. I'm going to let you girls share a microphone. We need your women's input on this.
Impute.
Fix that mic stand for him, will you, Tyler?
Stop it.
So the lot lizards that we're not supposed to call lot lizards just came in.
The freebie floozies.
The freebie floozies. Have just walked in, and we're going to get women's perspective on this listener's question. So we had a listener write into the show. He's been married for 15 years to the same woman. He's got a couple of kids. She's having a problem the past couple years with him hunting too much, and now she's was beating around the bush, and now she's vocally come out and said she wants him to hunt less.
Like, quit hunting.
Yeah. What do you girls think from a women's perspective? Go ahead, Mandy.
That's hard to say, though, because we both enjoy the outdoors. I can't put myself in that situation. But if my husband truly, really liked something, I would never ask him to stop.
Oh, winner, winner, chicken dinner.
There it is.
Man. Yeah.
His wife is probably pissed off right now.
Sorry!
Don't be sorry. It's all right. What do you think, Lori Ann? You're thinking something. What do you mean you don't know? You don't have an opinion?
I understand where she's coming from. If she doesn't like it, and it takes away from the time from them, as a couple, she needs to compromise probably a little bit. But I mean, no, to totally give it up.
Don't get her going too much. You get yourself in trouble here.
No.
No, she's always.
I've always supported Jimmy with everything, even if I've hated it.
Yep.
But
to give it up completely, that's not.
Was it really said to give it up completely, yes, though? There was no compromise?
No compromise.
She wants him to quit.
She wants him to quit hunting.
Yeah.
They've been married 15 years. He's always hunted. It's not like something he just picked up. He's always done it.
Yeah, I know.
I couldn't.
Yeah.
I would never ask you.
And I said, it's pretty much one way or the other. It's either, you know, he doesn't take his kids. He doesn't get anybody else involved. It's just his thing. He's gone all the time. That's all he does all year. Even though he doesn't have to do it all year, you know, even during the summer, just does it all year. Then he's a piece of shit. But, you know, if he's just kind of, you know, got a normal job and he just checks trail cameras, does some shed hunting, like Jimmy said, and he just hunts when hunting season comes around, you know, quite a bit, then, you know, she's a piece of shit. So,
somebody. There's always two sides to the story.
That's true. Yeah.
I mean, if he truly doesn't involve anybody in his family and it's just him and it's his time all the time, yeah, he's a piece of shit. But if not, then, you know, that was disgusting.
Who was that?
That was a piece of shit right there.
That was a piece of shit.
That was on the bar stool over there.
Was it really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, leather on leather.
Mike's picked it up.
Oh, my God.
It was Cameron. Yeah.
So either somebody's exaggerating or somebody's a piece of shit.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
And we're trying to figure out who it is.
Yeah.
And we don't know.
So what just happened?
Our headphone jack.
Power surge.
I hit this.
That's okay.
Right. Did I just hit it?
No, you're all right. You're good.
You're okay. You're all right. How many drinks deep are you girls?
Two cheeks deep? I mean.
Okay, you see? Cheeks deep.
That's probably like their third drink, but look how big the cups are. You're talking a half a gallon of mixed drinks. Easy.
We were bored, so we came out here.
Oh, that's really? Right. Came out for some Wobbly Arrow excitement.
Huh? Oh, yeah. We already named.
How about that?
We named the new property, right?
Yes. Yeah. Tell them what the new property is called.
It's Wobbly World.
Excuse me?
Wobbly World. Yeah, we're getting the gate made and everything.
My paradise is called Wobbly World.
We're gonna hire Chevy Chase to come cut the ribbon at the ribbon cutting ceremony. That's
right. Exactly.
You'll come pulling up in the old Griswold family wagon.
Wobbly World.
Merry fucking Christmas. Sorry, you probably want to delete that one.
No, we don't delete anything anymore.
No, we don't delete anything.
Nope.
Who got Justin Fireball?
Yeah. And didn't get me Fireball.
Well, it was a two shot. He just took it all for himself.
No, I've been passing back and forth with Tyler.
Oh, okay.
This is the second time, so it's
plural. What? All you had to do was ask, Dick.
Hey, I know how much you like Fireball, and I'm not about to take that from. I am not about to take that from you.
Yeah, good point.
15 years later, yeah. Right.
15 years from now, you've been drinking all the Fireball, never giving me any sips whatsoever.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Anyway.
Anyway, you guys are just about as boring as inside.
Well, you killed our groove, girls.
Way come out here and start talking from a woman's standpoint.
We were all over it.
Derailed us.
Yeah,
we were like,
I bet you'd have more listeners if you had us on.
I think you're probably right.
Yeah, probably right.
Just saying.
Probably bring some more females in.
You think so?
This is not a sexist podcast. We're all about it.
Yeah, I agree.
I'm assuming you guys are.
Yeah, we just like to be funny to everybody.
So, girls, I noticed something earlier. I think Tyler and J-Ho are star-crossed lovers, and they just don't know that they're gay yet. You ought to see the way their eyes twinkle when they look at each other.
You ought to see the way your eyes twinkle when you're sitting on the pot, Marco Polo and Justin and Bobo all the time.
How do my eyes twinkle? Tell me.
I will say this. Every now and then I'll get a call from Lori. She's like, have you Marco Polo Jimmy yet? He's in a really bad mood. And the only time he gets in a good mood is if you send him Marco Polo.
I'm like, somebody needs to call Jimmy because Marco Polo him because he's pissy.
That's pretty bad when your wife has to call your friends.
Yeah.
Yeah. I will say Tyler gets me to do things that I would never normally do.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
what? Like,
you don't know if you don't like it.
Like
you try.
Throwing darts from my driveway.
Yeah. In the driveway.
We were out in the driveway throwing darts at the dartboard.
Is that how the door jamb got hit? And it actually stuck?
I'm so anal about nobody hitting that wall. That's why I made such a big backstop. We hit the wall twice.
We hit the wall three times.
Was it three times?
I think have you really?
Was it three? Yeah.
How big is your backstop? I mean, I know it's big, but explain
to the
listeners.
Well, when you're throwing a dart at the dartboard at a 12 degree angle,
yeah,
it doesn't work real well.
No.
Or laying down and throwing them up at the dartboard from being under the dartboard.
We were playing horse kind of darts.
Horse
cricket. We were playing cricket, but we would have to call our shots every time. Not call what we were going to hit, but how we were going to throw it.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So
gotcha.
We'd do it like laying down from the other side of the room. We were on a ladder at one point in time.
On a ladder?
Yeah.
To throw a dart?
And eventually we're in the driveway throwing darts through the door at the dartboard.
Leaning up against the car in the driveway.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome.
And then, sounds like a Step Brothers movie.
And Tyler breaks my dad.
What?
He broke my dad.
What does that mean?
My dad sign. I got a dad sign for Father's Day that Bronson made.
Oh.
Tyler totally broke it.
Are you serious?
Sure did. And I have to super glue it back together.
Oh, Tyler.
It was the most beautiful set of popsicle sticks you ever seen in your life.
Oh. Yeah. He made that?
Yeah, Bronson made it.
And Tyler broke it?
Tyler broke it.
Who's the piece of shit now?
Tyler.
Whose idea was it to do whatever you're doing in the
here's
first
the thing.
Place?
Well, it
was
here's the thing.
It was mutual, actually.
I bought some cheese curds, and I let him eat half of them. So,
cheese curds and weenies, actually.
Cheese curds and weenies.
Yeah.
So, I feel...
Mixed together.
Plus, I bought him a can of dip.
Yeah, he did buy me a can of dip because I left my car.
Oh. I bought him a 40...
My car was in my car.
Bought him a 44-ounce drink.
He sure did. Yeah.
And I bought him his own cheese curds. So he had cheese curds and a half. So, you know, don't get me wrong. I feel bad for busting that sign. You know, I'll buy the super glue to get it back together if I need to. But
no, I got super glue.
It's just one of those things.
Yeah, just you gotta give a little.
Cheese curds and fireball.
Yeah, actually, that's exactly it was. And PBR. Yeah. And a little bit of vodka. Raspberry vodka was mixed in there,
until
too.
I hit it.
Yeah, unless she hit it from us.
We were throwing trash away, and somebody grabbed out of the back of the truck. I think it was Dustin.
Yeah.
It was a water bottle, but he goes, "Whose vodka bottle?" And I said, "Well, if it's vodka, it's got to be Justin's." He starts laughing. He goes, "Ah, that's water bottle."
Yeah, it was probably mine.
I immediately thought of you as soon as he said, "Whose vodka bottle's in your truck?"
Yeah, that's J-Ho.
Yeah. So, anyway, thanks for stopping by, ladies.
Got your steps in?
Yeah, I do. Checking.
Gotcha. Yard two.
Yart 2?
Yart 2.
I'm at 17,998.
Oh, damn, I got a lot more than that. How long have you been on here?
44 minutes. This is episode 2.
Yeah.
Episode dose.
Dose.
We're going to title it Cheese Curds and Fireball.
Sounds like a good title.
Yeah, if you guys want to send the Wobbly Arrow a gift, I guess you bring Cheese Curds and Fireball.
Exactly.
You'll be Justin and Tyler's best friend.
That's right.
Cheese curds and fireball. Sounds like a bad vomit mixture waiting to happen.
Not really. It actually goes together pretty good.
It does.
Yeah, it goes together.
What kind of cheese curds? Like Dairy Queen cheese curds?
No, they're not fried. They're just straight cheese curds.
Straight cheese
curds. Like those buffalo flavored?
Yeah, like those. Okay. Except we had ranch and garlic.
They're talking about like gas station cheese curds that are in a vacuum sealed bag.
Yes.
Okay.
But they're so good. Can't find them anywhere else around here.
Have you ever had the cheese at Covered Bridge Festival? It's like a block of cheese, man, and you fry it up. Oh, my God.
I'll try that.
A whole block? You fry the whole block once?
Well, you can cut it up in little squares. One time I came home, I bought 3 different packages. I came home, and Carter had 8. 2 whole packages by himself. It's like a $10 block of cheese.
What'd you do that for?
He's not in here.
No. Shit.
Freaking jerk.
Yeah. I still think the only reason he wants that sectional is because it says sex in it. I'm never letting that go.
That's all right. I got Carter calling him Peaches now, so.
Yeah. Only once. He only said it once.
No, you were outside today. He came to tell Lori and I that you guys were here. And
did I tell you what I did to him?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. He said he thought it was funny.
Yeah.
But I told Carter, I'm like, hey, go back out in the hallway and yell into the bedroom so Justin Manny can hear you go, "Dad, Peaches is here." So he did, but you were outside.
Oh, yeah.
Because Mandy hollers, he's outside.
That's funny.
Walking around.
Yeah, I was walking around looking for you, actually.
Yeah. I was trying to get a 20-minute power nap in.
It didn't work.
Nah.
That's what they were calling it.
Yeah, power nap.
That's what it was.
It's power pumps is what they were
doing. Giving her the mean cream in the booty hole.
That's a lot.
We've been making fun of Bo. You know how Bo is always telling us, "Hey gays, let me lick that booty hole.
Hey gay boys,
can I see your booty hole?
I'd just like to get all up in them cheeks."
I love the face he makes when he says that.
That's what Bo does.
Yeah, I know. It's funny.
Yeah, I finally got him back on the,
that's
on the
right,
Marco Polos.
So let's explain the Marco Polo we've talked about, the video walkie-talkie app.
X-rated.
Yeah, Bo will bait us into saying something, and we'll go off. Right. So there was an inside joke between me, Bo, and Justin about Bo's mother-in-law, who always seems to be around.
Yeah.
And I would sing, you know, "Bo's mom's got it going on," right, stuff like that. And, yeah. "Hey, I want to nail your mother-in-law," you know, stuff like that, just teasing him. Well, he didn't tell me that Holly was with him, and I went off on a tangent.
Not just Holly. It wasn't just Holly. It was Holly and his daughter. Yeah, they're all in the same bed together.
And my wife happened to be sitting right beside me while I was doing it. Right. She's in on the joke, the inside joke. And the next shot is Holly looking at the phone like, "Are you serious?" And I felt like an inch tall. And Bo loves doing this to us.
Yes, every time we get dirty or nasty or anything, he'll be in the bed with his daughter, and she'll be just like on his shoulder.
And he'll turn it on and just grin at us like, "You
say
piece
hi.
Of shit.
Say hi, baby."
Yeah. And we feel like shit. But tables finally turned.
We were in the car, and Bo went on like his, you know, gay booty hole like to be all up in that, you know, thing they like to do. And as soon as it was over, I had Mackenzie get like right next to my face. I said, hi. Say hi, Mackenzie. Say hi. Oh, yeah.
Oh, and I was loving it.
So he finally felt it. Yeah, he finally felt it. I was loving it. Like, it was so fucking crazy.
Because I was watching the Marco Polos, and I saw him going nuts. And you see the little thumbnail of the next one, I see Mackenzie's face. I'm like, oh, perfect. Here it comes. Here it comes. Finally. Because my boys are old enough. They're the ones telling me the new X-rated stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now, they can get pretty bad on Marco Polo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Especially if everybody's at work.
Oh, yeah.
And nobody else is around.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, get pretty bad.
Yeah.
Like, really bad.
Yeah. It's fun.
Yeah, it is fun.
I highly recommend the Marco Polo app.
Yes.
We're not affiliated with them.
We should just incorporate all the Marco Polos we've ever done.
Oh, shit.
Sell them on. There's
like, probably hours.
Sell them on, like, a DVD, kind of like Girls Gone Wild or something.
Well, the other day, Justin and Mandy were swimming. There was about 37. Well, it was the day I was mowing. You and Bo went off nuts. There's like 37, and I swiped forward to see how many I was going to have to sit through and watch because you don't want to miss them because sometimes
you never know what's going to happen. Yeah.
But the last one is a picture of Justin with his shirt off, and it looks like an episode from Cops. So I immediately fast forward to that, and it's you swimming.
Yeah.
Now, what in the hell's going on here? Nah, so then I had to go back and watch 37 minutes worth of Marcos.
Yeah. And a lot of, but the bad part is, out of the three times that you have to go back and watch an hour's worth of Marco Polos, only maybe one of those three times, there'll be one Marco Polo in there that'll actually
mean something.
Be pretty epic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like Bo missed when our property sold. He missed it.
Yeah. Oh, did he really?
Yeah.
Did he skip over it?
Because I hit start and I waited a second and I looked at the phone and I'm like, guess what, boys? It's old, you know.
Yeah.
And then you're like right back. And we start.
Right.
And he gets on finally later. And he goes, I'll be damned if that's the one time that I missed clicking on the beginning of a conversation. He goes, I'm three Marcos deep. And I'm thinking, what in the hell are they talking about?
That's great.
It happens.
Yep. I hope he gets that mounted. I hope he gets a turkey mounted.
I think he will.
I can't believe he didn't take any pictures.
Why? What? What's wrong, girls?
This is boring as hell.
What's boring about this?
It's just boring.
All right.
I guess we're boring.
Let's go get some road flares and gasoline.
Yeah.
We'll get this party started. I'm on it. All right. Well, hey, we appreciate all you listeners. Don't forget, check out the Illinois ASA Federation on Facebook.
Yep.
Give them a like.
The Coonert.
Check out the events page.
Yep.
Give them a shout out. Say hello to Dale and Kara. Tell them the Wobbly Arrow sent you to get your 50% off entry fee.
Yep.
But you have to call Dale, what, Coonert?
Yeah.
Punch him in the face and run away?
Yeah.
Nah.
Just ask him how his Coonert's doing.
Yeah. How's your Coonert?
Does your Coonert hurt right now?
So don't forget to leave us a review on social media. You can find us on Facebook, Wobbly Arrow Podcast. You can find us on Instagram, Wobbly Arrow Podcast.
Call us a piece of shit. Give us a zero star. Doesn't matter. Just leave something.
We don't care. Rate us on iTunes. Every little bit helps. We appreciate each and every one of you. Until next time.
Stay wobbly.
Booty hole.